possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Many of us use social media as a way to stay in touch with our friends and family. My guest today, Dr. John Knox, Associate Professor of Geography in the UGA Franklin College of Arts and Sciences, used the social media platform Facebook to track tornadoes. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome.
Now, you saw something in 2011 happening in social media that gave you an idea about how to track storms. Can you tell me what happened?
Well, what we're able to do is not track storms, but to track debris. On April 27th, 2011, there was a huge tornado outbreak in Alabama and neighboring states. The tornadoes were especially violent. They hit a lot of towns and even large cities, and there was a tremendous amount of debris in the air that landed all over North Alabama and, again, neighboring states, all the way into Tennessee and South Carolina and so forth. A person in North Alabama, a woman named Patty Bullion, decided to try to reunite people with parts of their debris. Now, of course, most people don't miss it if their 2x4s fly away or if their aluminum siding flies away. But that picture of their grandparents, they would really like to have back from their destroyed house. And so what Patty did was start to collect photographs that had landed in her yard, her uncle's yard, neighbors' yards, and then it just snowballed the way things do on social media. And in the end, she was able to post and return almost 2,000 objects, almost all of them photographs, that had landed sometimes hundreds of miles away from the houses that had been destroyed. And so that was a wonderful effort on her part, and she's the hero of the story.
And it is a great story about, you know, reuniting people with their lost objects. But when you're looking at it from a scientific perspective, what does it tell you about the violence of tornadoes?
Right. That day on April 27th, I was watching the Weather Channel do live broadcasts from my hometown of Birmingham, Alabama, and they were looking at debris falling from the skies. And that planted a seed in my mind about how to turn all of this into scientific research. And so when Patty's Facebook page went up, an idea went off and the light bulb went off on above my head that you could use the information that she was collecting on Facebook in terms of where debris landed and then where it had come from and actually connect the dots and make it into a scientific database of tornado debris trajectories.
So essentially, you used Facebook to create and analyze a database of the debris.
That's right. We were able to take Patty Bullion's Facebook page, which was just a Facebook page like anything else, you know, pictures and comments and so forth, and with careful quality control, students here at University of Georgia, along with my leadership, we were able to quality control it, turn it into a scientific database, and then analyze the paths of almost 1,000 different objects that flew in these tornadoes.
Your team found that objects traveled nearly 220 miles.
That's right. That was the longest object that we could definitively analyze and say it had gone from point A to point B. Many, many objects went 100 miles or more.
Does that sound like a typical thing to happen?
No, not in the relatively limited scientific literature on tornado debris. Generally, most objects that have been found, either they didn't go very far or there were a few objects that went a long way that were kind of notable. So kind of the thing that would show up in a newspaper account, you know, certain objects found, you know, 50 miles away, wow, that's unusual. Or objects that are heavier don't go as far, such as, oh, I don't know, cows perhaps. But what we were able to do was the most comprehensive study to date of, you know, almost 1,000 objects as opposed to one here or there. You know, the most comprehensive database up to this point had looked at no more than about 150 objects.
And what can this particular research study tell us about the future of predicting storm paths?
Right. This isn't so much about predicting storm paths as predicting the trajectories that debris will take. Now, if it's pictures, that's maybe not so important. I mean, it's nice to find them and return them. But what if instead of hitting a house and taking all the photos in the attic and distributing them across the next state, what if the tornado hit toxic waste? What if it hit a Superfund site? What if it hit a nuclear power plant and some of the waste materials that it's sitting outside of the plant? In that case, it's a public health menace, and we would like to know where that debris is going to come down, how far it's going to travel, what direction it's going to travel. And so that's the research angle that we've taken that we think has the most importance for society.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Today we've been speaking to Dr. John Knox, meteorologist at the UGA Franklin College of Arts and Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.